Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm John Batzer. This is the King Charles Report, the headline in Reuters, straightforwardly showing Mr. Trump gleeful over an invitation. King Charles invites Trump for unprecedented second UK state visit. Donald Trump accepted an invitation from King Charles the 27th, the day before the Oval Office opera, to visit Britain, making the U.S. president the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for two state visits by a British monarch. In addition, I learned that Mr. Trump is invited to visit the king in the summertime at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. In addition, there was talk about what this just pointed to, the state visit, which would be in London. Gregory, the king is not political, and yet weighing in with this generous invitation. How to interpret this? Your book, The Noble State, makes the case that without a apolitical or extra territorial king, we all struggle with the state head of government making statements for all of the country, as opposed to his or her partisans. Is the king's invitation to a man as controversial as Mr. Trump, is this a political risk for the king, a political risk for Mr. Trump, or is this as happy as it looks to Mr. Trump?
Well, in many ways, it's as happy as it looks, although we know with the domestic U.S. media, there'll be every attempt taken to denigrate whatever it is President Trump decides to do. If he decides to lay flowers on the grave of Mother Teresa, he'll be criticized by someone. So the reality is, in political terms, it's benign. But in strategic terms, it's extremely important because it does give the, if you like, traditional blessing on the Trump administration and on President Trump himself. So this is far more important than the political day-to-day arrangements. And it was, look how much it did for Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, who is despised by the majority of the electorate in Britain, according to the latest polls. But he was able to deliver the invitation from the king for this state visit and the visit to Balmoral. And it greatly pleased President Trump, as was evident from the press conference. And so Sir Keir nervously, in fact, asked, well, are you going to accept it? And President Trump looked at him as though, is that a question? And said, of course, yes. So the reality is that this does, if you like, paper over many of the political disagreements which Washington and London have. It saves Britain in many respects at a time of extreme political and economic weakness caused by the government of Sir Keir Starmer, and restores, if you like, the fact that the king holds Britain together, holds much of the transatlantic alliance together. The king will undoubtedly quietly talk to President Trump about, let's have no more talk about annexing Canada for the United States, which has been the running joke for the Trump administration, largely blamed on the weakness of Prime Minister Trudeau's government in Canada. The public in Canada are just waiting for this next election in the coming months to get rid of Trudeau, and that happened resoundingly. But there has been a big anti-US blowback from Trump's statements on this by the Canadian population. So if the king can use this as a time to ensure much more harmonious U.S.-Canadian relations, he will do so. He will also make sure that the transatlantic relationship will regain momentum as much in the preparation for the departure of Trudeau in Canada as for the departure eventually of Sir Keir Starmer's Labour government in Britain. So it's going to be very, very important. The state...
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
So it's a state visit, which means that it is completely non-political. The state dinner in London will be with the king hosting. That makes it a formal state dinner between heads of state, not between heads of government. So it's about cosmetics. It's about strategic posturing. And this is absolutely critical.
Gregory Copley, the new book is The Noble State, Governance Options in an Ignoble Era. The era is the Carolian era, named for King Charles III.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.